This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday DJV program continuing on the air. Hour number three for some of you. Hello. It's the 2nd of April. April Fool's has come and gone without much acknowledgement. Maybe, I don't know, maybe we should have fooled around a little more. It made us feel a little bit better about the reality, the trending information, that thing that we're all dealing with right now. And by the way, in my wheelhouse, I don't believe this is by chance. And it may be for a lot of people, even though you wouldn't believe it by reading the New York Times or some of the other news media that I always have had a problem with, even though I use some of it. I've canceled some of the stuff on both sides that just leans too far away from what is the truth, as far as I can see. But there's what's going on is it's hard to see, but there's an exciting transformation going on right now. It'll be costly, but I think that it is something that you can find a bright side to most anything, again, unless you read the New York Times, which today the headlines read, shortages, stay-at-home orders, and sobering economic predictions. That's in the business section, along with a story about the Labor Department expecting millions more people to be jobless. Now, that's a fact. Don't have a problem with that. I think both of the – why do we have to keep underscoring the economic predictions at this point in time? I think we kind of know, we kind of get that. I did find it interesting. A reporter at WOR in New York seems to have infected a number of people because she was exposed to a number of people, and she didn't really realize that she had it until a couple of weeks after she'd been reporting. Is it Westchester County, I think, Victoria, that has all of the – there's huge
that cluster.
Numbers up there. Yeah, right.
Actually,
yeah.
That cluster has now peaked, and that I think most people have been treated and are okay now from that cluster.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Mostly because they locked it down so fast that
yep.
it really did stop the spread, and it was handled really well. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's a good lesson in that. Thought it was interesting. Joe Biden was on with the Jimmy Fallon last night calling for the convention to be delayed. It doesn't even seem like it's important, does it? Even except for the hardcore politicos, not anybody really. It was so exciting, if that's the right word. It was so involving. It became part of our daily discussion. And now, I don't know, I'm not sure there's not who cares, but it's just kind of, it doesn't seem to be important. So maybe that's why it is a good idea to push it back. Do you think the election gets pushed back? And if it does, what does that do?
I don't know. I saw someone who's a constitutional law professor on one of the stations yesterday saying that in the Constitution, if there isn't an election in November, it's going to have to happen before January, whatever the inauguration
20th.
Date. Because
they're talking about doing a by mail thing. I don't know. I don't think that the election is going to be pushed, and I don't think it's going to look much different than it looks now. But I do think that the parties are going to have to revamp how they're going to do their convention. I think that'll probably be affected because you've got so many for Trump. He already hit the marker before all of this for the number of votes needed to become the nominee for Republicans. But for Democrats, since Joe Biden is not there yet, that's going to be kind of a problem because everybody's pushing their election now into June. The convention is supposed to be in June, I think, at the end of the month.
Late,
yeah,
thought it was late July. Not
or
late
July,
June?
Perhaps. Yeah, maybe it's July, actually. But in any case, that's really tight quarters, so they'll probably have to figure out something, whether that's pushing the convention a bit or doing
and
something.
Does that give guys like Bloomberg or Mark Cuban a chance to get in the door at the last minute before it's locked?
You know, here's the thing. I don't think that's a reality right now. Maybe. I could absolutely be wrong.
You know,
I mean,
would you have thought
much
this would be a reality 3 months ago, where it's the world's...
And I'll put if someone jumps in at the end, they still need to get the delegates, and Joe Biden has them already.
Right, and you have to get all the states to pledge their delegates to that person.
And you can't take people's votes away.
So I see a lot of people out there saying they're going to helicopter in Andrew Cuomo. Now, I just want to say Mario Cuomo. It's terrible. I don't know what has gotten into him last week.
Dad.
I've been wanting to call him Mario for like the last week, and I don't know why. But people are saying, well, we love Andrew Cuomo now. We need to get him in there. Well, there's still rules, and as much as the DNC bends them, I don't know what it tells the party when they go through the process and they go, oh, well, sorry, we like this guy better now, so here he comes.
So
I don't know.
Doesn't count.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, there's something else that has affected me, and as we have acknowledged here, this is not a political zone, not pointing fingers, but there are, I made a comment about the New York Times a few minutes ago, looking at some of the, I do look at that about once or twice a day to see what's there, one of my 14 or 15 sources. And then I look at other publications like The New Yorker, which is a magazine that tends to lean pretty much to the left. My son thinks it's fabulous, and so he sent me an article because he knows that Ken and I have been talking, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, we've been talking on the air about the Z-Pak combo with the malaria drug and how there has been one story today about this Dr. Vladimir Zelenko giving an update on this drug regimen, how important it is. And matter of fact, what comes out of it is how important zinc is. Well, it's one of the things that's part of the Z-Pak. At any rate,
Dr. Jack's always talking about is zinc, zinc,
talks about it all the time. Right, exactly. Anyway, he's treated hundreds more patients with it, and 11 of the patients were very ill, and the treatment began late. All did survive, but it was much slower than the people who responded early on in a few of these first tests. So the New Yorker has taken that and run with it, suggesting that the effectiveness of this quote-unquote game changer may not be so much. What's in that? What is the purpose of discouraging people who have... There's no harm that comes, and all the people that have had it, for the most part, have survived, except, I think, for one or two of Zelenko's, at least people in all of these three studies. So there were 11 patients who had unbelievably negative respiratory problems, and their treatment was started later than some of the others. They have survived, but it took longer to get them. So why would you give people,
there's a weird, there's a weird divide now on this. Like in Europe, I was talking to my family in Ireland yesterday, they're starting that same drug trial in parts in Dublin, and I think they're also starting, the countries
Europe
are working together.
Yeah,
and Germany and France, they're all working together now, so hopefully there will be concrete evidence coming out of Europe. I don't know how fast we're actually doing it here. It is approved already since last week. This time last week, actually, it began.
I think as
the
much
trials
as available
in New
here,
York.
Victoria. I think that's part of the problem. Some of the drugs are made in Ireland, by the way. I'm sure you know that a lot of drug companies have factories, plants in Ireland where a lot of this stuff is made.
A lot of countries make these drugs, even in generic form, so they're not hard to access, but for whatever reason over here, I know everyone, I think Dr. Fauci is, I think everyone can agree, wherever you are politically, Dr. Fauci has been amazing, and he has been incredibly cautious to use any language that is encouraging about this cocktail because the scientific evidence isn't in. He also knows that the entire country
is
hanging. But listen, but he also knows the entire country is hanging on his every word. Mm-hmm. And so if he says, yes, this looks like this is going to be it, people are going to run to wherever they can to get this drug. And I think it's going to be another case of hoarding, and it's going to be like a stampede of panic. So my mom and I went a couple of rounds on this yesterday because I believe Dr. Ken and I believe that, and Dr. Zelenko, and I think that there is a really good anecdotal evidence. Dr. Fauci would say, yeah, but it's only anecdotal. So I think that, because my mom's like, well, how come no one's talking about it?
Yeah, how arrogant. Twitter took all reference to this off
though.
Yesterday.
I don't think it's arrogance. I think it's actually responsibility. I've talked to some friends in newsrooms who are reporters on different networks, including Fox News Radio. There's a moratorium on this. We're not going to talk about this until actual evidence comes in. It is the responsible thing to do. We're allowed to talk about it because it's all our opinion. But there is a responsibility there.
But I think it's okay for people to talk about options, you know, to talk about what's out there. I mean,
right. There's
not only are people talking about the cocktail, but they're also talking about people who have conquered coronavirus, that you would take plasma from them and put it in the patients of someone who might be getting coronavirus now, because you're trying to get their antibodies in from one body to the other and help that body fight coronavirus. So I think it's okay, because here's what's happening. You've got a whole country of people who've never seen anything like this happen before, and they're scared, and the whole world, and they're scared that they're going to get this, and they're scared if they get it that they're going to die. And I think it's okay for not Dr. Fauci, but for the rest of us, like you said, Victoria, for us to talk about some of the possibilities out there. But I do think that everybody's being extremely careful, because you've already had cases of doctors hoarding these drugs. Mm-hmm. And so you don't want doctors to be writing phonied up prescriptions, or
and you don't want the stupid people trying to do this themselves, like a couple in Arizona.
I'm going to tell you right now, my plan is, God forbid, if me or my family gets this, you better believe I'm going to be hustling up to my doctor and say, look, we want to try this, and pushing it a little bit, because I believe that it's there and it's worth a try. So for all those people who are saying,
well, nobody gets hurt.
It's
not going to kill you.
And that's the thing. Well, anybody poo-pooing it, if they're sick, I'm pretty sure they're going to be asking for it.
Yeah. I mean, under certain circumstances, like Dr. Gupta and Dr. Fauci did a podcast together, and Dr. Gupta was saying, you know, certain people who have, and Dr. Ken can elaborate on this, certain people who have, like, specific heart issues, they cannot take hydroxychloroquine without actually being on a heart monitor constant EKG.
And Ken has said that. Oh, you did say that once.
So that is a risk factor right there. There are certain eye issues, like glaucoma, or if you have certain pressure behind the eyes, like Jen's had retina issues. I don't know specifically which eye issues are not allowed to, you know, contraindict with these medicines, but that is another factor. It isn't just saying, like, it's like taking a Flintstone vitamin. It's not. It is a little more complicated, but for most people, I think it sounds like it's safe.
So that's the approach to take then with it, not these other articles that suggest, because it's not as effective, you want to take it. Give me something else that's this effective. We'll all be happy to listen. You guys that all put this stuff down, what's the next step? Where do you go if this doesn't suit your... I mean, we've got all these people that could die, that won't die if they take this stuff. That's kind of where I am. And I'm kind of disgusted with the negative way. I understand caution. There's a difference between caution and being irresponsible. And I don't think we've been irresponsible at all. I think we've given a lot of people hope that there is help out there, and that's where we're going to stay. At least that's where I'm staying. I'm staying in the pew in the church for survival and for people. You know, as much of this back to the spirit mind body connection, if you're feeling well, then you're going to have a better chance all the way around of defeating this, because your mind, there's so much in the placebo effect, or whatever you want to call it, of the mind, yep, I'm okay, I'm going to do this. And I think anybody who does any meditating, or anybody who does any of their own counseling, if you will, who thinks this way, will go a long way towards staying healthy. That would be not the worry, because the chances are you aren't going to die even if you get it. Unless you're really, really compromised. The people who have died are people who are compromised. Their hearts, their lungs, that kind of stuff. Otherwise, they're not dying. And even without this, they're not dying. It just takes a long time to get through it. So anyway, keep your fingers crossed. 21 or 20 and a half past the hour.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen, Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or...
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This song because it's new, because it is, and most people recognize this tune. The lead singer of this group has passed away, Victoria Adam Schlesinger.
Yeah.
How old?
52. The band Fountains of Wayne. He had the COVID-19 virus. He had been in the hospital, and his condition was critical, and I guess by the time they tried different treatments, it was too late. And so his family and fans were, you know, all obviously pulling for him. So
sure.
It's sadness today was for a lot of people, a lot of other artists and musicians and bands, you know, sending their love for him.
Yeah. All right, so something that relates to pretty much all the music stories, but everything else we talk about all has some connection or relationship to the continuing focus on the virus. So yeah, I certainly remember this song, this big pop song, and a good pop song. Facing the reality of what goes on in all aspects of our lives. All right, 25 after the hour now, time for news from Jennifer Lopez. The new trailer for the new Quibi series called Thanks a Million. J-Lo greets a special girl. Tracy Morgan hugs a man at a boxing gym. Both celebs had chosen a deserving person to hand-deliver $100,000 in this new series. $100,000 in cash. The show, pretty inspirational, debuts on the new Quibi service April the 6th. Follow stars as they kickstart a chain of kindness by gifting money to an unsuspecting individual who must then pay half of it forward. The producer is J-Lo. Thanks a Million also features episodes with Kristen Bell, Nick Jonas, Aaron Rodgers, Kevin Hart, Carly Kloss, who's a model, and other people gifting $1 million to 10-episode run. So, this is, I understand it, you keep half the money and you find somebody else to give the other half to, is that right? Is that kind of how this works?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I'm not sure.
Seems like, you keep half and the other pay forward.
I don't know if people have to give away half, but I think the idea is that they're supposed to give away something to pay forward.
Yeah. A Quibi is a mobile-only short-form video service launching with 50 original shows. Isn't that new Kiefer Sutherland show, a Quibi show?
It's Quibi. I'm not sure, actually, if Kiefer's on that. I don't know. Steven Spielberg's writing a series for it where it's timed at night. You can only see it past 9 o'clock, and you see different installments. But it's Quibi. It means quick bites. So everything is under a few minutes long. And you can only watch it on your phone or your tablet.
I remember seeing, Victoria, was that Kiefer did a revival or a new version of The Fugitive. And I do think it's a creepy thing. Check it out at any rate. All right, so that's interesting. Good. Next up, Taylor Swift and her help for small Nashville records store. A lot of small businesses shutting down because of the virus. Record stores have been forced to completely change the way they are operating around the country. Over the past couple of weeks, Nashville record store Grimey's new and pre-loved music has had to send its employees home after the mayor issued a stay-at-home order down in Nashville. This week, though, they got a life preserver from Taylor Swift, who's supplying the store with money for each employee and 3 months' worth of health care. The owner of the store said, quote, "We were very surprised. I would have to say amazed that Taylor Swift reached out to us. I didn't even know we were on her radar. It's a huge deal. Now I have some peace of mind as we apply for SBA loans to pay rent, vendors, and other expenses. This assistance from Ms. Swift helps give us a real shot at coming back on the other side of this." Grimey's, which celebrated its 20th anniversary last year, was selected for Rolling Stone's list of the 10 best record stores in America. Swift has extended beyond records as well. 20 of her fans have reported the Taylors donated $3,000 each to their calls for financial support the past couple of weeks. Photographer Holly Turner had made a Tumblr post asking for help, and Swift wrote, "Holly, you've always been there for me. I want to be there for you." Swift, who's donated to Feeding America, the World Health Organization, requested her fan support. These organizations that encouraged her fans to respect the CDC guidelines and stay home. So that's pretty good stuff, right? Under the circumstances. It's kind to care. 28 after the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi again urging President Trump to do more to try to combat the growing coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Last night telling CNN he could help save lives.
Implement the Defense Production Act. Everyone who comes in contact administering to the needs of people who are sick or potentially infected deserves our help.
Pelosi was also touting a Democratic plan for a second phase of stimulus legislation that the president has suggested he'd support, but Republican leaders do not. A man who spent the last 18 years behind bars in connection with the 2002 kidnapping and beheading of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl, likely to go free now after a Pakistani court overturned his sentence today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour, it's Thursday, the 2nd of April, here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington with more on the update department. I thought it was interesting. The Army is asking the ready reserve soldiers to come in, thousands of them. The ready reserve is the volunteer service. It's not the National Guard. But it's a group of highly trained, and most of them have been full-time at one point, and if I understand correctly. There are about 10,000 of them that have been asked to come in. They are on the list because they have specific medical skills. The spokesperson for the Army said, quote, "We need the help of many of our individual ready reserve medical professionals. They have valuable training, education, skills, talents. So it's very appropriate for them to come in." The request issued after the president signed the executive order that enables the Secretary of Defense to call up these members. I wonder if they're part of the crew, because we're not supposed to use soldiers on the home turf, right? The National Guard is different, but these people are regular Army, And so under the circumstances, is it unconstitutional? I don't really know. I know that there's a prohibition against using soldiers to do anything on home soil. So this must be there has to be some change that's put into effect. But certainly these people...
Maybe if they're volunteers, it doesn't count or it doesn't violate something.
Yeah, right. Yep, yep. That makes good
sense. Although they must be compensated. Well, no, they said they're asking for volunteer. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. What do we think about the Russians sending us some aid?
Do we not trust it? That was my first thought.
Well,
should we send it back?
Masks, protective equipment.
It says vote for Vlad on the outside, which is really weird.
Does every mask have a hole punched in it? I mean, are we sure?
Yeah.
Sneeze here. No,
right.
I think, I don't know. I would take it.
Yeah. Well,
we need it.
So they're not having the problem because nobody much. Does anybody know anything about
their virus? No, they are
virus?
Having the problem.
They
actually,
are. They?
Yeah. They are. Yeah. No, they've been hit pretty hard. And they're, as much as, believe me, no fan of Russia, they're actually a little more transparent than China.
Oh,
so
way
they,
more transparent.
While you're not here, you're not being inundated with stories of Russia. At least I think you're getting an idea of some of the numbers, which, you know, you say what you will. But, you know, as far as supplies go, and I don't know if you guys heard about this or not, but or I'm sure you have. The whole country's been talking about whether or not to wear a mask or not when you're out in public at the grocery store or walking your dog.
You see more of it. I think you see
people
gosh. Making.
It scares
I'm having the people
scares
on the farm.
The bejesus out of me.
Well,
yeah, because you're...
Making masks. We were making masks with little designs of cows on
but
them.
But if you make the masks, though, because I see a lot of people sewing them now, but how effective is that? It's not
okay,
the N95.
Here's the thing. The order now in California, if you can, I can't even believe I'm saying this. At yesterday's press conference with the mayor, and Riverside County went first and said that anybody who leaves the house should be wearing a mask. Eric Garcetti, the mayor of L.A., said yesterday that the N95 mask should be donated. If you have one at home, that you need to take it and drive it to a hospital and donate it to a hospital because they need that medical-grade mask. But if you have those little cloth masks or something else, they're saying that they are now strongly advising that you wear those when you go out in public. And if you don't have those masks, you should make your own out of a bandana. And so guess what I saw yesterday driving around as I was going home?
Banditos?
Yes. People with bandanas tied around
their
face. I've
seen a few of them, yeah.
And
how does that
saying,
help? I just don't understand.
Direct contact.
Psychological.
Spray. Well, yeah, maybe psychological, but also a little bit of direct contact from the spray. I've just heard so many varying reports from doctors that I trust in my life who say that so many germs get caught up on those things, and they're getting exposed right to your face
them.
And your hands when you take them off and rub your face with them, that sometimes they do more harm than good.
Yeah. Mm. Well, but people are trying whatever. I think it's very interesting that when we're talking about all of this domestic stuff, you know, there's still thousands of people on ships, these cruise ships.
Carnival has 6,000 people at sea. I don't know how that's even possible.
Yeah. I don't understand how this is possible because cruises don't last for 3 months. Cruises are a week long. So who thought it was a good idea a week ago, wherever you are, who thought that was a good idea to get on a cruise ship? I don't understand.
And
they're floating off the coast of Florida. They're stranded now.
There are some cruises that are like those year-long cruises that a lot of seniors go on for medical care and stuff that do last for a year that just float you all over the whole globe. But I don't know. The longest cruise I know of is a 15-day to Hawaii, from L.A. to Hawaii. I don't know much more if
and
there's
even 15
stuff
days
more
ago,
longer than that. Right.
Yeah, 15 days ago, you know, like March, 13th or 15th, maybe 16th, something like that, everybody was on lockdown. So I don't know. I just don't understand who's like, yeah, I don't want to waste the money. I'm going to go on the cruise anyway. Good luck.
All right, here's the story from Beverly Hills. Somebody stole an SUV that had 192 rolls of toilet paper in it.
Okay. Can I tell you why I think this story is so funny?
Why?
Okay, so this is a story that was put out by the local Fox affiliates, the local news station. And I find this headline, and it says that it's suspected theft of 192 rolls of toilet paper. What comes further down in the article is that officers were just patrolling in Beverly Hills. They see all this toilet paper in the back of a car, so they investigate. Then they find the car is stolen, and there's a gun in the car. That's all mentioned in the very last paragraph. Our new normal is forget that there's a stolen car, forget that there's a gun in that stolen car, but oh no, 192 rolls of toilet paper. And where did it go? Are those police officers?
Yeah, I want to know where it went. Thank you. That was my question. Where did it go?
Where did the driver go? Why did the driver leave a gun and toilet paper in the car? Where did he go? Was he doing a Starbucks run? Like, what happened?
That'll be the next Law and Order toilet paper.
The toilet paper unit.
Pretty funny. All right, there's a lot of silly stuff actually going on amongst all of the serious stuff, but it really has affected. I think most of the polls suggest that there's probably not anyone who hasn't been affected by this one way or another. How can you be alive and not be affected by this? Even if you're living alone, you're affected by it because of how it portends on your life if you're exposed or not exposed, that sort of thing. And we're certainly much more mindful, and I don't think that people have really understood the economic aspects of this yet. I really don't. I think people are in denial, and maybe it's best to leave it that way until you get hit over the head with it.
Well, and it's unknown. You know, some experts say that it's going to be a quick recovery, and some say it's going to be a long, painful one. You just don't know.
Governor Pritzker of Illinois extending that state's stay-at-home order through the end of the month. The order was set to expire this week, now runs through the end of April, so it's pretty much the same as everybody else's.
Illinois has got a big problem, though. I think they're on the very quickly on the rise with numbers, and that governor has been saying this is good. That's why he did it for the rest of the month. He's been saying, you know, based on the data we're seeing here, that we're going to be the next big cluster. Yeah. So I don't know if apparently they're ahead of Florida, because I think Florida is going to be a huge problem. But
they seem disorganized. Florida has, I don't know, I saw this thing about the unemployment system down there.
Yeah.
And people trying to sign up for it. The website's down. There aren't any hands. You know, I mean, I found this to be the case with the SBA. When I first started looking at the loans last week, you couldn't get through. The website was down. And then the state small business office, nobody took phone calls, that kind of stuff. This is a big problem here in Massachusetts, which I think is being rectified. But in Florida, it doesn't seem to be because of the surge of unemployment applications down there. There's a post on social media that reads as follows, quote, "It took me 12 hours to get the application done just because the website kept crashing." Another post. "So 15 days, I've been calling from 7:28 in the morning until 6:30 at night, Monday through Friday." The Department of Economic Opportunity says it's aware of the problems. Okay, so if you're aware of them, what are you doing about it? What do you tell people as to their expectations so you don't heighten their fear, which heightens the chance that you're going to get sick? Because, again, back to the spirit-mind-body connection, if your mind is so worried and so frustrated, your immune system gets kicked. So this is irresponsible, but everything in Florida is such a damn mess from their elections. They can't get anything. I find Florida, parts of it, the way they run it is appalling.
Part of the reason that I haven't heard a lot of people talking about this, but one of the reasons that the governor said that they were kind of slow to respond is that they've already been dealing with coronavirus, and no one's talking about this. Apparently, the coronavirus was running rampant through the Super Bowl, and nobody said a word, and that was back in February. So they've already been dealing with this for a while,
Well, the good thing for people that are in small businesses, there's the stimulus package that's part of this $2 trillion federal loan, and there are different parts of it. Jennifer, I don't know if you looked at it more yesterday. I spent some more time looking at it and getting the forms I needed for my accountant. There are two facets. A lot of us, all of us that are participating here have other businesses, and so we have things that we need to be aware of. A lot of help from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The Small Business Association has been very, very helpful. And these programs are there. Some of them are pretty complicated. And the banks are even. I sent a note to the president of my bank yesterday. What's the latest? He said, I don't know. So, and they're an SBA lender. So this is a works in progress.
Yeah, the banks are having a hard time keeping up, I've noticed.
Yeah,
they haven't been a very helpful resource yet, but hopefully that'll change.
Yeah, right. Peanut Butter Day. Today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas, grandpas, aunts and uncles everywhere, it's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. PBJ. Right? Isn't that peanut butter and jelly? Isn't that what they call it? PB and J. This first started back in 1883, Chicago World's Fair. Peanut butter debuted there. It was only available in fancy tea rooms until the early 1900s. Let's see if my pinky can go up there. I drink the tea. The home economist who came up with this idea, Julia Davis Chandler, conjured up the first known recipe for peanut butter and jelly in a Boston cooking magazine in 1901. She said, use currant jelly with the peanut butter. 1928, pre-sliced bread began to revolutionize how people used bread, and that led a lot of people to eat peanut butter sandwiches during the Great Depression because it was affordable and nutritious. I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Victoria, I'm going to need you to stop doing food stories early in the morning.
I was just thinking, I'm kind of hungry
yesterday,
now.
Yesterday we did a pizza story, and nothing sounded better than pizza. Now I'm like, oh.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I haven't had a P&J
in forever.
Yeah, right. There you go. So anyway, it's peanut butter and jelly day. And those of you who are having a hard time finding good stuff to eat, it is. It's nutritious and delicious. I feel like I'm doing a commercial. All right, speaking of commercials, we got to do one for, I want to stay on this weight loss thing. But first, Jennifer, why don't you give us a quick rundown of what's on TV tonight? I watched a couple of the Chicago shows last night, as I could, in and out.
Yep, those are all new. And tonight it's all about the sitcom, Polly Perrette. Remember her? She was on NCIS, really popular. Now she's got a new sitcom.
She left and was angry about it and told lots of stories, and I thought she'd get blacklisted, but she didn't.
No, she's got a brand new show out. It's called Broke. She's starring as a single mom whose sister turns up with her husband, penniless and needing a new place to stay. That's on CBS tonight at 9:30. Also
tonight,
talk about a
different kind of a role. Entirely different than the character she's
totally
playing.
Totally. Comedic sitcom, so it'll be interesting to see how she does. I know a lot of people like her. How to Get Away with Murder is new tonight on ABC. Also tonight, the great food truck race that goes to Palm Springs this edition, 9 p.m. on Food Network. And The Real Housewives of New York City returns for a new season at 9 p.m. on Bravo.
All right. Now, everybody's on board with this. We all talk about the need to be healthy. The science of losing weight, that's what Calitrin is all about. If you go to their website, toploss.com, you can go to calitrin.com, but it's pretty much now everybody's being directed to toploss.com. So you can see the resources that are available. You can read the stories of people who've had success. And 86%, 80, that's amazing. And because they've been around for 24, 25 years, you know, this is not just a fly-by-night scheme. They wouldn't have stayed in business if it didn't work. So if you want to be as healthy as you possibly can be, and that should be the goal, I guess, of everybody, shouldn't it? When you think about it, we all think about our weight and want to have the optimum number and do what we can to keep ourselves healthy. This is the way to get your weight to a place where it is literally life-saving. So go to toploss.com. You can see the ingredients there. It explains how basically it's a weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs, none of that stuff. It's all natural. That's why I'm enthusiastic about it. But also, when you use the code, the DJV code, not only do you get free shipping, but you get a buy three. If you buy three or more, you can double the order. So let's say you think you need it for 6 months. So you buy 6 months, they give you another 6 months so you can keep it going for a year. This is an unprecedented offer. That's meant to help people out because the folks at Calitrin understand how having a proper weight is the best way to stay healthy. So go to toploss.com, get on the program, lose the weight, make sure you use the code DJV to save lots of money.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scout's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scout's yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and weak thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scout's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scout's yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Continue our work with the nice people on the radio. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour. It's among all of the dust here. There appears to be some dust settling on the merger between Sprint and T-Mobile, Victoria.
Yeah, so after, and this has been going on for years now. Yeah. So negotiations, legal battles, setbacks, all kinds of stuff between Sprint and T-Mobile, even the two CEOs having a social media war with each other, it's been quite a ride. Now there is one final single carrier. It's under the umbrella of T-Mobile. Sprint has been sort of absorbed. Now, a lot of people are wondering, how is this affecting your service if you have Sprint or T-Mobile? So now that everything is just AT&T, Verizon, and now the new T-Mobile, there are only three carriers left. And so a lot of people are wondering, in the next few months, how is this going to...
That's sure to help improve service, don't you think? Yeah.
You know, I used to have Sprint, and I've had T-Mobile. I found them both to be really good services and really reliable. The fact that they're now merged into one, if they can really get the tech to work together, I think it's probably going to be a lot better than both AT&T and Verizon. Yeah, so if
anything
you have
be better than Verizon.
Yeah. Well, the Verizon cell network is a very stable network. It is good.
That's
AT&T
the best part
is spotty.
Of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but a lot of people wondering what's happening in the short term. So T-Mobile has basically said that this is going to take up to 3 years to fully integrate Sprint into its operations and the network setup. So Sprint customers will still be using a separate Sprint network, so you shouldn't see anything change immediately if you are a Sprint customer. You're not going to see the T-Mobile brand yet popping up on your phone. Your network isn't going to, your network coverage isn't going to change yet. Speeds should stay the same. They promise that the speeds would not slow down. Phones, tablets, and other devices will continue to launch separately on each network for a while. We don't know the exact timeline yet, but it might not be. This is where I get a little cautious. It might not be the best idea. If you're thinking of buying a new phone, you may want to look into buying one that's unlocked, so that it's not just going to be locked into Sprint's network. Because when they do make that change over to T-Mobile, you might find that your phone won't be compatible. That's just a little tip in case you are looking to buy a new phone. I would say stick with something that's unlocked that you can go from network to network.
All right. Here's the story on Guitar Amp. A world-famous company, Marshall, has a new Bluetooth speaker.
The Geek Out. Bluetooth speakers are as common as toothbrushes these days, so only when we see a fun spin or a cool design do we bother to mention. Hence, Marshall, the brand known for their world-famous guitar amps, with its immediately recognizable box and grill design, has introduced a cool new smart speaker, the Uxbridge Voice, which has the look of a small Marshall stack amp, but is really a smart speaker with Alexa voice control, Bluetooth connectivity, Spotify Connect, and it also supports Apple's AirPlay 2 platform. You can simultaneously connect to multiple speakers for full house playback. The Marshall Uxbridge Voice smart speaker will set you back $200 and goes on sale in mid-April.
The all-new Highlander comes equipped with 5 USB ports. Perfect for fully charging everyone's smartphone. No phone is dying on your watch. That's how you go Highlander. Toyota, let's go places. May not be compatible with all mobile phones, MP3 WMA players, and like models.
All right, last and not least, Apple cardholders can skip your payments. A lot of the, I think we're going to see a lot of the credit card companies skipping payments, cutting interest to zero. Victoria, what's going on with Apple?
Well, Apple's credit card is backed by Goldman Sachs, and they issued a statement yesterday saying that if you have an Apple credit card and you need to defer your March payment, then due to financial impact of, you know, the coronavirus, all you need to do, they've extended a grace period through April, and so you can essentially defer the payment this month. There's only a simple step that you need to take in order to be eligible. Open the Wallet app on your iPhone and then just send a message to a support representative, request to be enrolled in the customer assistance program, and essentially, that's all you need to do. The company does note, though, in an email to Apple Card users that if you are enrolled in it and to defer your March payments, that you also have to do it again if you need to defer your April payment as well. That avoids building up interest. So you can essentially get 2 months without making a payment, and you won't be penalized by building up interest in that in those 2 months. So they said that it's a wait and see to see what happens for the month of May. But for right now, if you do have a card and you owe for March, or if you are going to owe for April, then get in touch with them and defer it. And you're right about other credit card companies. There are a lot of I've been getting lots of different emails and info on how to contact your credit card info or to a credit card company and let them know, you know, you need some help.
All right. That's good news, right? That's very good news. People got a lot of credit card debt. 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.